Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Is our friend Bruce Randall Hornsby. Bruce Randall Hornsby, basketball player, piano player, singer extraordinaire. Spike Ferriston used to listen to his music a lot in the 80s. I would sit Berklee College of Music and just go, how can I be as good as this guy? I can't. I gotta get out of this school. Bruce Hornsby at the range. Went to work for David Letterman, went to work for Saturday Night Live, and then, before I knew it, Bruce Hornsby was on SNL. Don Pardo announced him like this, Bruce Hornsby and the Range. I love Don Pardo. He's gone, but Bruce Hornsby lives on. How are you guys? I'm happy to be live here. I've got the other two idiots with me. They still haven't learned the format that I'm going to play music, I'm going to talk, and then I'm going to introduce them and turn them up. They just start yammering. They're like a couple of monkeys, like over-caffeinated monkeys. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Spike. After,
are you surprised? I'm alive. I lived through COVID. Here I am.
Smoking a cigar to prompt and ensure death.
I had to smoke. I miss cigars probably most of all. I still can't taste anything. I still can't smell. I smell a couple of things. But the cigars, I told you, Johnny, when you called up, you said, oh, that's sad. I said, no, it's good because espresso has a sharp taste and cigars have it. This cigar is so light and tasty right now.
Now, you're smoking a big, fat phony. It's a fake Cuban.
These are those, the famous
Bajiques
from Vegas, our trip Bajiques to Vegas. And they are the rare counterfeit Cuban cigar that is a delightful light smoke.
Yeah, once in a while that happens, but that's a Fohiba Fajique.
And it's great.
Fajique.
And I'm excited. Did you guys listen to Bruce Hornsby when you were kids?
No, but I saw him. I saw the Grateful Dead one time, and I feel like he was playing piano for them.
You're exactly right.
When I was 15, and we went there to try and score pot. And some, we were such losers, we couldn't find pot.
We couldn't get pot at the Grateful Dead.
Thought we were like cops or something because we were such not deadheads. We just heard you could get pot.
Did you bring your lizard? Did you bring your snake there?
No, but we got mushrooms and then went and watched like the Pink Floyd laser show at the Griffith Park Observatory. Smart. That was fun.
Bruce Hornsby also spent 1 year at Berklee College of Music. That was in the golden days of Berklee College of Music. I spent 3 years there. He spent one. Pat Metheny, I think, spent half a year. I think John Mayer was there for maybe three quarters of a year. You just stop there, and then you go on to your life. But I think it might be different now.
So the longer you stay there, the worse you do in music?
Yes, the worse you do. That's why I didn't do so well. That's right. My music career ended right after that. It's not too late.
We listen to Bruce Hornsby, a little sappy.
That I get emotional when I listen to Bruce Hornsby. I do. I start to, and you know, those
melodrama.
That piano playing when he tickles those ivories.
I sad alcoholic crying.
We should play some more. Here, this is Valley Road. There it is. Listen to this one. All right. Yeah. Look at the chugga chugga of this. This is a great driving song, guys. If I was out in the country, if I was in Utah, even if I was in Alabama, this is what I'm doing. I'm in my American muscle car, and I'm listening to this.
We should do a show in Alabama. You guys are going big there.
I've been dying to go to Alabama. Really? Ever since Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, I want to see what it's like.
They're from Florida. They're from
Here's another one. Listen to this. This is Every Little Kiss. Listen to this. Tell me this doesn't make you cry. I hope you're not emotional, listener.
Zuckerman, stop crying.
Oh, yeah. Now, you guys, you're going to cry. Listen.
I can't speak.
Oh, man.
Try your eyes.
Wait. Go ahead, cry, Zuckerman.
I'm crying.
Listen to that. Oh, yeah. I think I'm just excited to be alive. I think that's what's happening here. I'm back. Sorry. All right, let's do a car show. Thank you, Bruce Hornsby. We love you, Bruce Hornsby. Boy, there's a lot to talk about here. Our friends, our partners. You know, we have a new tire partner.
Did not know this.
Bredestein.
Hey!
And they, sorry, I'm getting ash over here like the old days. They are now supplying tires to all of us, and they did the Series 2A Land Rover.
Oh, nice.
They were at the hangar yesterday, came by, Zip Tire came by, and I said, I want something that rides a little better, a little softer, but that I could still potentially take off-road. And they said, we have the perfect tire for you. Let me find out what
the Pinza.
No, they put on the Bredestein Classic line of tires. The Grip Classic is what they put on there. It's an on off-road all-terrain tire. These guys also said we have a surprise. They bought five new wheels for the Series 2A.
What?
I sent them pictures. Said we got a new set of wheels from the Range Rovers North. They put on the tires. They put on new wheels.
You know, Vredestein, if you're listening.
They were out in like 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I have to say, I was like, holy shit, this truck looks great. They even did the hood spare.
Wow.
There's something about new tires. You get really excited. It's like new shoes. And I took it for a spin around the hangar. I haven't taken it off onto the highway yet. And it's beautiful. Vintage look, rugged, but modern. Tire performance.
So you
I'm
know,
so happy.
They're known as like the bad weather tire people in Europe, right? If you do a lot of like rain driving or snow driving, you want Bredestein. So I put them on my Alfa Romeo. They sent me a set, and they're like the equivalent of the Pilot Sport, the PS4s. That's mm-hmm. I forget the name of the tire, but they're equivalent of that. So it's a summer tire, but it's not like an R compound. So when it was pouring rain this winter, I'm driving the Alfa around, which is rear drive. It was great in the rain, which I had it on the Pirellis that had come on. It had rained once or twice, and it was not great in the rain.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a huge step up, and the performance feels, you know, as good, a little bit better. They're really good tires.
They solved Erica's Tesla Model Y noise issue as well with the Quatrac Pro, which I later learned was designed by a fellow named Giorgetto Giugiaro.
So all their new tires.
Legendary automotive designer, if you don't know who he is, a small sampling of his automotive designs, BMW M1, Di Tommaso Mangusta, DeLorean, Lotus Esprit, Maserati Ghibli.
All the triangle
Alfa Romeo, Alfetta GT. Can you believe this? He also designed, Johnny, Seiko Speedmaster Ripley, Sigourney Weaver's Aliens watch.
That's true.
The Seiko Speedmaster LCD driving watch worn by Anton Senna and the Astron Solar GPS. This is the guy designing the tires at Bredestein.
So that's a great point. All of their new tires, so not the classics, which you have on your Land Rover.
Not on the classic,
but all the new stuff.
I said the Quatrac Pro is what he designed.
The sidewall design.
Yes,
is Giugiaro,
and it's cool.
It looks great.
I drove the Tesla here, and I was just, you know, at first I went, they're different. And then I learned who designed them. And then I looked at these cars and I went, all right, there you go. I'm buying into something. Anyway, Bredestein, thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
We're excited, and it's not the end. Mr. Seinfeld's getting a bunch of tires. Zuckerman, you owe us a car.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I believe my daughter's BMW X3 needs tires on it, and that would be perfect.
Yeah. All right, you're next up then. You're next up. Here's a good story for you guys that I'm very excited to bring up with Zuckerman.
I'm enjoying watching your cigar disintegrate all over the...
It's really a delicious, crappy cigar. I can't taste any of it or smell any of it. I'll experience the heat flashes tonight, but that'll be it. This, I don't know how real or fake it is. It's kind of like that Musk and Zuckerberg fight that still is never going to happen. But it's a car story. And this was in the LA Times this week. And Zuckerman, you'll know why I'm bringing it up. Let me get it out before you guys comment. How can LA stop traffic deaths? There's a lot being talked about just around the United States in general about traffic deaths, and seem to be a lot of pointing at sizes of cars and speeds and bypassing the phone epidemic. But whatever. This article's second part of the headline, let civilians enforce traffic violations, say. 1 second, please. Most traffic enforcement in LA should be done by civilian workers, but only in tandem with major infrastructure upgrades. Those are the conclusions of a long-delayed report from the City Transportation Department that has yet to be released, yet they have it right here. Supporters of criminal reform argue for less punitive approach. They say those communities have historically borne. They're talking about that. But here's what they are encouraging, Zuckerman, and what they're suggesting and what they're floating out to us is a group of civilian vigilantes, I guess, writing tickets. Traffic tickets. What could go wrong, Zuckerman?
What couldn't go wrong? Take your people from next door, your Karens and your other people, and your lunatics, and empower them to interfere with other people without sufficient training. It's a recipe for disaster, and we can add a few more deaths that are road-related. These vigilantes or enforcers getting killed by other people.
It's a remarkable story that they're even considering.
It shows.
I mean, imagine. I mean, look at what we've just put. Look at my reaction to my friend who is blocking the hiking trail. You have no authority to. How angry it makes you. It makes you so angry. Now imagine a city full of people who haven't seen this, and some old lady stops you because you roll a stop sign. What would you do to that old lady, Zuckerman?
Well, I would be fine with her, but I think other people would knock her dentures across the road.
Like, yeah.
You know, or you can imagine you get a group of reform speeders. Well, sir, I need to pull you over. I used to be a speeder.
It's hard. You know, LAPD officials have said they would be willing to relinquish certain traffic duties. Okay. LAPD's budget right now is about $4 billion. For as much as being
they
made
relinquishing
up,
shit.
A bunch that has been made up about they are underfunded, they are overfunded. And the problem, as I see it, as Spike Ferriston sees it, is I don't see enough of our police officers on the West Side. You hear what the neighbors are saying. There are two cars to cover the West Side, but what happened to cops walking around the center of, say, Brentwood or the Palisades or cars just having a visual presence, because that is going to be your best deterrent for driving. Right now, it is the Wild West in L.A. because you are not going to get caught. Right? Don't you feel that when you...
There are...
You can run... I can run 25 stop signs right now.
There's no enforcement.
There's no enforcement.
You recall... Because we lived in the same neighborhood in West Hollywood years ago.
Yes.
They would periodically, they would have cops on Doheny.
I would call them.
Yeah, and they would have cops on all sides of Doheny at the stop sign.
Yes.
And they would also have somebody south of Sunset periodically to catch the speeders coming down the hill. No more. And that stuff, frankly, did keep me in check.
Yes, it works. Right. Simple enforcement. I had several really fun times where I had called them and then I got caught rolling the stop sign. Nice. And I said, but I'm the guy. They go, well, you're getting a ticket. And I go, I deserve it.
I seem to remember like when the pandemic hit, remember how it was suddenly there was no cops?
No.
And everyone's going 100 miles an hour everywhere.
That's when I got two tickets.
And speeding. Me too. Yeah.
They were around. They saw me.
Look, there's stretches of Sunset and Pacific Coast Highway where we've been hit before. And
they're not there.
Yeah, but every time I drive by, I slow down. It works.
Well, it works.
Enforcement works, and a presence, a simple presence works. If you start putting for example, the park police in charge. I told you the story. I got pulled over by the park police the other day. You're immediately skeptical of the interaction and going, you know, there's a lot that has to be explained for that poor guy.
Right.
And now they're talking about some sort of civilian, I don't know who that is, civilian traffic officers.
It'd be like a meter maid, right? They have to give him some kind of uniform. Okay,
they're going
to
get punched in the face. No one's going to want to do that job after the first person gets knocked out. And despite all the places we used to see the police waiting to give tickets, they're not there anymore.
No, I'm seeing the traffic cops out there, the motorcycle cops. I think old-fashioned policing, like the simplest thing you could do for the crime wackos who are really upset about, oh, there's too much crime, is just a simple presence. I think that's going to cut down on a lot of problems when people go, you know, I saw an officer in the center of town. He's there usually. Maybe I'm not going to shoplift. Maybe I'm not going to run the stop sign. Maybe that can't be that expensive, right? But meter maids, that level of dummy is going to start now navigating a speeding ticket, which is arguably a little more complicated than just, hey, I think you're speeding, right? We deal with lawyers when we get speeding tickets. There's all sorts of moments where you're let off because of things.
Technicalities.
There's also the danger of approaching a car.
Yeah.
Unarmed guy and you've got a bad guy in the car, you've got that problem.
That's the one I'd worry about.
Yeah, I don't know. But right? I think...
Or is it just, are they going to be like human red light cameras where they just see you, record your license?
See, that's where
they're going to come to court and testify. They're not trained.
That's where I was just headed. Yeah. I guess, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, the alternative would be robots and cameras, and that would be just awful.
It would be like England.
Yeah.
Hello, mate.
Is that even English?
It's Australian.
Well, robot got me again. Oh, shite.
Crikey.
Something driving around. You can't park there.
Spike, you're getting canceled for making fun of the British. Really? They're the last group you can make fun of. And I was doing an Australian accent.
Bangers and mash, the robot got me again. My knickers are all the true.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Well, that's very good. Keep going. That's
no. I refuse.
Blighty.
While I'm thinking of it, tickets go on sale today for the very exciting Spike's Car Radio SCR Nation Pebble Beach Concours show.
Woo.
Starring one Paul Zuckerman, Johnny Lieberman, Spike Ferriston, Matt Farah confirmed, and possibly Jerry Seinfeld.
Who?
I mean...
Quite possibly.
He is on the list. Tickets go on sale today. They sell out every year, so you're going to want to go there. We don't set the prices. It is all for charity.
How do you buy these tickets, Spike?
pebblebeachconcours.net/forums. If you can figure it out, go to theconcoursestore.com/collections/forums/products/2023 CCF Spike's Car Radio Live. Just go to pebblebeachconcours.net/forums. I'll post about it so you can see who to call and where to go. We're going to be there Saturday, I think, in the morning. And we've got an hour with you. We're going to do a meet and greet. We're going to sign things. We're going to say hello. We're going to do a show. There's going to be a desk. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll have fun.
What does a desk mean?
I don't know. They'll be drinking. There'll be cigars.
There'll be Zuckerman stickers.
We had a great time last year. It was a lot of fun. Jerry FaceTimed in. This year, I think he's doing a show up north and then on his way down. So we're hoping, fingers crossed, he'll be there. But if he comes, I guess I'll have to format everything differently. Maybe I'll make him the first guest and then have you guys come out. Or how would we do that?
Yeah, your show, buddy.
Yeah.
But I have the 10,000 stickers we got printed up for Luft that we handed out like four of. I have the
bag. Yeah.
And the Spike cigar stickers are on sale right now.
I can't believe you're doing it.
Yeah, you said to do it.
I did not.
10,000?
I don't think I'll be as popular as the Ferriston photo of Zuckerman.
Oh, how could you be as popular?
Which has a whole attitude. Though that one, the turtle-faced, cigar-up, weird shot, I just don't know how it would be used. But that's exciting. We'll bring some of those.
So if you go to blipshift.com/Johnny
yeah,
right now, You can buy them.
You must feel very excited about what I had you sign tonight.
Am I allowed to comment on that without
you can go ahead. Yeah, no, because it's a, you've come full circle on this.
Yes.
Yes, so it's the illegal t-shirt artwork.
That's right.
Was printed out. You got like, what, 20?
I have a friend who has someone who's a very big fan, and he said, do you have any swag? And I'm between hats and shirts, so I had Blipshift print up the illegal artwork that you created with Dear Zuckerman in a nice 8x10. We did 25 of them. They're really nice.
Yeah.
And we all signed them for this guy. Well, that one. I have 24 left.
Oh, nice.
But you can't have them, so don't even bother asking me. Maybe I'll bring one.
We'll raffle it.
Ooh. Maybe I'll bring one for somebody who asks a great question in Pebble Beach. How about that?
Question, we'll
bring
a couple. Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we like your question, and we have questions today, so we can see if some of these folks have any question-asking talent. If we like your question in Monterey, we'll give you an autographed illegal artwork that I paid for. I bought those.
We should have a recording of Jerry saying, that's a stupid question.
Yeah.
You can play that to people who ask bad questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Jerry's going to sign these?
He'll sign whatever I put in front of him.
That's amazing.
What you do is you talk to him about coffee and you just hand him the marker and he'll just, what is this for? I did one to him the other day. Somebody wrote me about B-movie and said, "My it's my friend's birthday. She's 25. She doesn't leave her apartment. She just watches that movie every week.
It sounds healthy.
It didn't sound healthy. She goes, is there any way that you could get, you know, something autographed from Jerry, which I never do. So I bought a B-movie poster. I bought a giant Japanese B-movie poster. I had Jerry sign it. And I said, make a video. And I go, why? I go, this girl's a shut-in. This is all she does is watch this movie. She's the only one who should. And he signed it, and we sent it to her as a surprise.
Did she leave her apartment?
No. No. It validated everything. It validated her existence.
Right, right.
She said, what I'm doing is working. It's safer here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I remember I knew somebody who wouldn't leave their dining room who was...
A dining room?
Yeah, just laying on their empty dining room floor, drinking orange juice and peeing in bottles. Who was that?
I knew a guy...
Someone very Howard Hughes.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a friend, he did it in his basement for years, then he got sober and left the basement.
Yeah, well, I just did it with COVID. It's not all it's chalked up to be. You run out of content real quick. All right, let me do an ad. Let me do an ad here. Who do we have? Oh, our good friends at Every Plate. Are you looking to budget your food expenses this summer? Get more bang for your bite with America's best value meal kit, Every Plate. 25% cheaper than grocery shopping with no hidden fees. If you do your own grocery shopping, you know what that means. 25% cheaper. Great value week after week, plus only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. You know what that means?
What does it mean?
The prep work is all done.
No waste.
Okay, I can tell you. You know Erica Ferrison, she cooks this stuff. She made some sort of Parmesan cheese thing for our son that was not Every Plate. And there was, you know those salad spinners, Zuckerman?
Mm-hmm.
Full of extra Parmesan cheese. She goes... I go, what's this? She goes, I made too much. Not with Every Plate. There's just a little packet. Every Plate offsets 100% of the delivery emissions, and their meals have 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals in the same promotion. We love Every Plate. It's the whole deal. It comes in a box. It's got the menus there. It's easy to cook. I'm telling you, Erica Ferriston has become a chef because of it. She loves it. There are 26 tasty, affordable recipes that you can make, including 15 minutes or less dinners, oven-free recipes. It's just fantastic. Check it out. You can get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code 49SPIKE. Don't forget to go to my link tree because this is hard to follow. Everyplate.com, $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code 49SPIKE. Spike, that's $110 value that you will thank me for. Boy, I feel lots of energy.
Lots of energy. Too much energy. Just talking, talking.
Shot out of a COVID cannon.
I haven't even opened up my ginger beer.
Ooh.
And I can't taste my cigar. As I said, we have a lot of questions, which we will get to. Let me see if there's something else here I wanted to cover before we do that. I think there was.
Salad spinners.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? I have to apologize to Ducati because I got COVID right when the 2023 V4S was delivered. I took it for one ride down the street, and it was shockingly powerful. I had no helmet on, and I had sandals on. I was not riding the bike, and then I got sick, and I was not able to review it. Hopefully, I'll get it back. What I felt was fantastic. You guys know I love this bike. This 2023 version has a lot of new software in it. If you have one of the old V4Ss, they're going to update the software for you, but there's new engine braking software. Didn't get a chance to check out. The quick shifter gets programmed with improved performance in all throttle settings when upshifting. Traction control, massaged, again, software, improved throttle response, ride-by-wire system. It was fantastic. I wish I wrote it and could tell you more about it, but I didn't. So apologies to our friends at Ducati. Maybe I'll get to ride it soon. Maybe.
Maybe.
210 horsepower of just fantastic fuel.
It's an amazing
bike.
Stat.
Yeah, it jammed. It jumped out when I first got on it. I forgot how fast it was.
210, that was the horsepower of the 73 RS,
yeah.
Rear RS, a magical car.
That's how almost much? As much as like the Gullwing made, like the, you know, the 50, right. 54 Gullwing was right. 220, I think.
Yeah. This thing felt like that. You know, that Superman suit analogy. You just jump on it. It was longer, and you just felt... God.
What could it possibly weigh?
I knew
500 pounds?
No, no, less? No. I don't
probably
have the weight.
Probably a little less.
Less,
little
yeah, yeah. Less.
Yeah. Yeah, so think about it.
Oh, it's because the power to weight is insane on the superbikes. Yeah, it's totally nuts.
It's a winner. It's a big winner. You could tell right away. It immediately got me excited. But
yeah. And no helmets and sandals. Good job. That's
It had just been delivered. Son was on his electric bike, and I said, let's take this down the street. And the thing just, it jumped. I went, whoa, this is not the right outfit for this guy.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back until I can ride it again. And then...
Then you fell ill.
Then I fell ill. Maybe it's the one that gave me COVID. Here's what I want to know. And there's a new Porsche model out, too. Well, let's do this first, because, Johnny, I wanted you to explain this to me.
Uh-oh.
Electrify America is now adding Tesla charging plugs.
Right.
Okay.
North America.
Well, hold
charging
on. Hold
standard.
On. There's more. Tesla is also signing different manufacturers to use their plugs. Right.
Yeah.
Or GM.
So the Tesla has the kind of the pencil dick.
It's
one,
called
right.
The North America Charging Standard.
Yeah, but
NACS.
Yeah, but let's keep this simple for everybody.
Well, that's
and
the name
for me in particular.
Okay.
All right, the Tesla charger we're going to call the needle dick charger.
Okay.
All right,
dick charger.
And then here. The other one's the thick dick charger.
Yes.
Right,
uncircumcised charger. Yes.
Okay. What is Tesla allowing manufacturers to put their charger, you know, their needle dick one on the those Ford cars? It's Ford. It's GM. It's Polestar.
So what it
or
is,
will
is,
they have the receiving end?
Right,
of
the receiving. The needle dick vagina is being, they're all going to switch to it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
The NACS system, which is way superior to the, whatever the other one's called, I forget. It's, yeah. So the Tesla one is better. It's a lighter charger. It can handle up to a megawatt, supposedly, of power, whereas the other standard only can take 440 kilowatts. So Ford, GM, Rivian, I think Volvo and somebody else, they've all
Volkswagen, I think.
Yeah, maybe VW. They all announced recently they're going to switch. It's just, it's a better technology.
And
it's a major coup for Tesla. Wouldn't you consider
it? Yeah.
I don't think it doesn't hurt or help Tesla. It's just, it's a major coup for everybody.
It absolutely helps Tesla.
Yes.
It helps their charging system. They become a one stop gas station for everybody.
Yeah, yes. That's fair. Yeah.
You know, and they take a little royalty fee. That's money.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. It doesn't help the cars anyway. But yes, it helps the
but
company.
But when does that start happening?
I think Ford's going to switch in 25, and then everyone else just agreed to it. And it's one of those things where you talk to engineers, and they always said, yeah, theirs is better, but we're going with the SAE standard, and like the Tesla one is their proprietary thing. But it just won out because it's just always been better technology.
I'll tell you why it helps and hurts them. It, you know, one of the primary reasons I hear in my little friend group that they don't buy these other cars, the Mercedes and all the other electrics, is they want that charging network.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Now, right?
Oh, it's the smartest
thing. You make that deal, and then now you can buy whatever you want.
It's the smartest thing Tesla did, because remember, they weren't the first electric car. Like, the Leaf came out before the Model S, you know what I mean? But it was just like, they were so smart by putting supercharging stations everywhere.
Right.
You know, and then if you bought this $100,000 car, you could drive across the country back in 2011, 12, 13. And that was a decade ago already. And so, like, that, yeah, I always said the smartest thing Tesla ever did was the supercharging network. And now they're opening it up. You can now it's open. Like, if you get an adapter for your non-Tesla, you can go to a Tesla station now and you can put an adapter onto the Tesla stick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what do you do? You use their app and you sign up with their
stuff. Right. Yeah, exactly right.
Huh.
Yeah. But now it'll just be native, so you don't have to have an adapter.
Right.
And it's just a better system. Now, what sucks for is people like me, where my home charger, I'm going to have to probably upgrade it.
Right.
It'll
be obsolete. I have the same thing.
Yeah. So.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to. You have to use an adapter. If I get a car that now has the Tesla vagina, I have to get an adapter for the.
It would be called the female unit.
Well, if he's calling it the needle dick.
I have it. It's 40 bucks. I have three of them.
Yeah,
you can have one of mine. You know what happens? They melt a little bit.
Yeah, that's
the problem. The vagina melts.
Just a little.
The needle. Just a little.
They just stop working out of nowhere. I've got the Model Y here because Eric is out of town. I had door to door, Zuckerman. I had autopilot just take me door to door, right up,
really?
right to here. It took me right to here. I filmed a little bit of it, but from my house up in the hills to your house on this cul-de-sac, the whole way.
You didn't touch the steering wheel.
No, you have to put your hand on the steering wheel. But I did not have to intercede. I did not have to jump in and fix it. And that was all the way off of Robertson, off the 10, and then through all that mishmash and Culver.
Yeah.
It did a great job.
You saw the pictures of the lady sleeping behind the wheel.
Yeah, I did.
Past week.
But
that's not supposed to work, is it?
No.
No. But there is an Elon mode. Did you hear about that?
No.
It's like a God mode. It's like you put a cheat code in, and FSD will go hands free. You have to know this like engineering cheat code.
Oh,
and if you get that,
let's get that.
Okay. Yeah, Zuckerman loves it.
It. I had not done it for a while. I hadn't driven the car for a while, and I was really impressed. And where I'd been kind of, as you've heard me, been very critical of Tesla. But mostly because of its owner, it sold me again today.
But it won't go over the speed limit, will it?
Yeah, it will. You can adjust.
Yeah, it speeds up like crazy, yeah.
No, so if you're in a 35 zone, you can set it for 40 or 45. Up. If you start to go higher, it's going to say, we're not going to brake, we're not going to steer for you after that. And if you aren't paying attention, you don't have your hand on the wheel, it punishes you and it says no more hands-free. But the system is better than it's ever been. And I had no scares. I was enjoying it.
If the system is punishing you and says no more hands free, when do you get to be hands free again? The next time you turn the car on, the next cycle?
Yeah, you have to stop and put it in park, and so you could fake it if you wanted to. It would be the next drive, and then I believe, and I don't know if I have this right, you can get punished now for like a week or something. If you're that old lady driving around in it, but it, you know, on the highway today. It's fantastic. You know, I've got that accordion traffic on the 405. And
that's what it's supposed to do
so
really
nice.
Well. That's
so
what
nice. Yeah, yeah. Took me out of the game. Took me over the 10 on the on-ramp there where I got creamed in the Defender. No issues. Impressed.
Hmm.
Impressed. Loved it.
Yeah.
Franz von Holzhausen wins again.
It's good until it isn't.
There's a couple of build issues with it. I noticed there's a little bubble on the back. We're coming up on the end of the lease now, and there's a little bit of a leather bubble on the back of the steering wheel and the horn. Let me do my impression of Erica's horn.
Jesus. Why?
I don't know. That's what her horn sounds like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the mark of a good product. I still like this car a lot.
Hey, I
still love what it does. Like that whole autopilot thing, full self-driving thing. It made me really happy. And then I was like, I don't care about the other.
I had to drop my Rivian off at the frickin' service center this morning.
Yeah.
No AC.
Oof. Perfect right, timing too.
I just showing the guy. I'm like, look what my wife was texting me yesterday, because she's like, I'm sweating to death. Why are we paying for this fucking thing? And I was like, yep.
Triple digit weather now.
Perfect I know.
Time to
I
quit.
Know. Zuckerman, did you hear about this new 911 that was announced at Le Mans?
Tell me.
The 911 Carrera GTS Le Mans Centenaire Edition. 100 years, the 100th anniversary. Remember we had heard that rumor? It wasn't a 356. It turns out it's this France-only 911. Looks to be mostly an appearance package with the number 46 on the side of the Rod Emery 1951 Le Mans winner. Silver. Centenaire edition is only being offered in France, and Porsche didn't specify how many copies of the special 911 will be built. Ooh, maybe.
Oh, good for the Frenchies. Them and their frog's legs. They can have their centenaire.
They're tearing that place apart right now.
There won't be anything left.
What's that?
There won't be anything left.
No, good. Right. They should. Yeah. They should. They have a right to. All right, we have questions. We're going to hit those. Thank you to Clay Sneakers, by the way. Clay Sneakers, you know how collabs are really big? Viore and Clay Sneakers did a collab, and they sent me a bunch of fantastic stuff, Zuckerman, for the tennis courts. Thank you, Clay. Thank you, Viore. We love you guys. But let's talk about AG1. The number one most important thing about this read is you, Spike Ferriston. This is the way these ads are written. Their mission is to empower people to take ownership of their health and a simple life. It's true. And I take it. I take AG1 because it's simple. I was tired of taking so many supplements. I wanted the single solution. So now I have AG1 with water in the morning, and that's it. Guess what? Yes, I did get COVID. I never said you wouldn't get COVID. Did I say that? No.
Well, we might have said it once or twice.
Okay, if I said it, then I said it. But I did pass my yearly physical with flying colors for the first time. All my numbers were down.
Nice.
All my numbers were down.
That's from tennis and AG1.
AG1 and working out, training all the time. But that's part of it. I have the energy to work out all the time because I believe AG1 is part of my daily diet. I've been drinking AG1. I've noticed overall feeling of health. I feel like I'm looking younger. I'm feeling stronger, improved digestion, support for mental clarity. It's still a little, not much. My focus is, it's all right. It's all right.
He's a little punchy today, huh?
I like it.
A little after. I think he's getting high from the cigar.
Yeah.
Definitely. I must be, yeah. Or the AG1. Science-driven formulation of vitamins, probiotics, and whole food-sourced nutrients.
You AG1 guys does AG1. Not get you high.
We No, you can't say that. It does not get you high, but it does.
Blue Chew is back.
You can smoke your AG1, put it in the pipe. Wait till you see what happens then. No. You guys got to check out AG1. They've been with us for a long time. We love them. You're going to get a one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com. Drinkag1.com/spike911. Drinkag1.com/spike911. Check it out. Must be doing something right. They love us. They renew over and over again until that last show you did, Spike, where you suggested the listeners smoke it. Try the hot and spicy AG1.
Spike is freebasing AG1.
I cook it in a spoon and inject it. No, do not do that. These are jokes. These are jokes.
Don't blow it in your girlfriend's butt.
With an empty Bic pen. Do not do that. Oh, that's the end of that sponsor. I hope not. AG1, come on.
We got new sponsors.
We love AG1. We love them. All right. We asked some folks for questions, and they delivered as they do.
Should we talk about the Vietnam that's happening out there right now?
It's actually kind of quiet. We're in Baldwin Hills. We're looking over Zuckerman's pool patio, and usually this time of year, this time of night, there's lots of explosions.
Well, you don't hear it?
I hear them, but it's
look at you got your
look at the black clouds. Look at this. It's like you know, the Tet Offensive out there.
Is it?
I mean, it was really loud last night. Oh, at 10 o'clock at night, it starts going off.
Mm.
It looks like there's a major fire, like the city's burning.
I think you're right. I can't taste this cigar, and I'm high as a kite. But I'm happy for the first time in 10 days.
That's something.
All right, here we go. Is there going to be a Bring a Trailer effect and Seinfeld effect now that Jerry has bought that 996 for dumb money?
What do you? That's an easy one. Who wants to smash that lot?
Well, first of all, people keep saying that we trashed the 996. We've all owned. You haven't, Johnny, but Zuckerman and I have owned 996s. We love these cars. These were part of our new 911 when they first came out. We loved them when we drove them. We're very happy. We're happy with all of you that have 996s. So what are you getting on our case for? Calling us elitist and saying we're dicks? We reported the story that Jerry just bought one for $1.3 million. And still, they're complaining.
Look, the 996s are great.
By the way, we got that whole story wrong.
Yes, we did.
We got a lot of that story wrong.
Well, that makes
wrong.
Me really happy, too.
Yeah, we got so many details of it, and I heard from everybody, from the Porsche Club people. And
What did we get wrong?
Like the donor car, the history of the car, the rest of it. Look, I had COVID, all right? I didn't have a chance to research. If I did, I forgot.
But the listener's sort of secret. I can sound like I really know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, you know, we were getting it secondhand from Jerry, and he's on a boat somewhere drinking rum.
Oh, I think they spun it out of hay straw and German tanks.
But Jerry's going to come on and tell us all about it. He's in love with the car, and we'll get the story right.
People should be happy about 996s staying,
yes,
not being subject to the Bring a Trailer Jerry effect. It's an entry point that a lot of people can afford, and you can get a lot of car for the money. And there are special versions. The GT3s is still at a reasonable price point if you wanted one. That's a special
car.
And
I was just in that thing.
The GT2s, too.
I was just in that thing driving the GT3. 996 saying how lovely a car it was. This is criticism.
So the morning after,
stop criticizing us.
The morning after we did that show, I went to a car show, and this guy had me sign the hood of his 996.
Now it's worth 10% less.
That's what I told him. Yeah, yes. But he was into it. Anyways,
there's feces in there now.
Now, and he actually had period correct old expired condoms that he keeps in there. But anyways. But he was telling me he picked it up for like, you know, under 20 grand.
Wow.
Modified it like crazy. But that's, you know, if you go to like Barrett Jackson or Mecum or whatever, you can always find like a 1999 996 silver black interior manual for like 20 grand with 20,000 miles on it. It's a good way to get
it. It'll be a great 911 at some point, just like the 964 was. Nobody liked those when they came out. It's just relax. Everybody relax. All right. Enough of that question. That question annoyed me.
So they don't get a signed illegal T-shirt poster.
Jay Mirandes said, does Jerry still have that one-off Turbo S 50th anniversary? Yeah, he drove it over here the other night.
Yep.
It's a fantastic car. I forgot about that car. Okay, this is a question for all of us, but I think mostly you and I, Zuckerman, from McAllister Official. Which car has the best smell when you get inside? Very good question.
Ooh, that's a good one, but I'm going to say... The 73 RS has a fantastic smell, and you're familiar with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's big. That smell
that
is really
car is
good.
A very distinct smell. It's worth smelling. I can say the same thing about that super original 66.
Yeah.
I have has a smell.
Yeah.
When I had that Special Wishes Turbo S, remember the silver with the red interior?
Yeah.
That smelled like a Italian shoe store.
Oh, it makes was you so happy.
Wild. The one I was in last week smelled like that. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosser 6316 says, should I sell everything I own, including my house, and buy a just listed 993 RS Touring and just live on the road like Mad Max? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I suggest it.
Yeah. I was thinking about this, and I'm being serious. I was thinking about this today, that when you don't have a family, when you are young and you can do something stupid like that, you need to do it.
Why didn't we?
Go live in a mini storage and buy a 993 RS Touring for a year, and you'll be happy, right? Have you ever, Zuckerman, you and I spend money we don't have on cars all the time. Have you ever regretted it when you get the right car, when you go,
never, when you,
not
when,
once, right?
When it connects, like, it's like,
it connects.
It's like the sound of hitting a baseball out of the park, or the one time you hit the golf ball the right way, it connects in such a satisfying
way. Yeah, and you have it. You have it for 5 minutes, you have it for 5 years, you had it, you've done something, you've lived your life. You can always take that picture out and go, look at me, I had it.
Right.
I had
enough
money.
Chris Harris, didn't in fact Chris Harris do that? He left his house, he left his father's house, he was sleeping on his friend's couch so he could afford, was it a 964?
It's the right thing to do.
I can't remember the car. I mean, that's a true story. But there's always stories where, like, a kid somehow gets a Ferrari. He's living, you know, at home with mom, but he gets a Ferrari for a year. And the thing is,
yeah,
if you buy cars that hold their value, then you can sell it, and, you know, you get everything out of
it. Get it back.
Into it, yeah.
Then go get your stupid house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waste
stupid
the time.
Wife. Yeah. Huh? Stupid kids.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Zuckerman. I had a little glimpse. I've been on my own for 10 days. And
wasn't bad.
A little glimpse of the future. Like, life is really simple when you don't have the family apparatus around you. Like, I did my own laundry. I didn't want the maid to come. I did my laundry. I did my dishes. And, I fixed things around the house.
It worked out.
I was really happy.
I can't fold my laundry. Can you fold your laundry?
No, but I don't care. There's no one around. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I do a stupid fold. Yeah. I did a stupid fold. I the fridge was clean. I refinished.
Yes.
I did refinished table. I fixed a dozen things in the house.
I fixed two doors.
Yeah,
it's great.
And now they're all coming back tomorrow
to wreck everything.
I love them and I can't wait to see them. But it's going to be hard to kind of relinquish control of this simple life.
Erica, if Spike never saw you again, you might be
no,
sad.
No, it's my it's my wedding anniversary.
22?
22 years.
You know what that is? I think it's potato. Or
it's the copper anniversary.
Potato vodka anniversary. Yeah.
Here's a handful of pennies, baby.
Throw them in your face.
Put them in a sock.
No.
Give her the treatment.
She'll beat me.
Put the sock.
Erica, to her credit, she knows how to make me laugh. She has said many times that when I get older and I get infirmed, she's going to push me into the sun in my wheelchair and just pretend that she forgot about me there.
Leave you like a potted plant and let you burn.
Yeah, let me burn like Stephen Hawking's ex-wife did to him. And I said, that's a good plan. I like that. I like that you're thinking that way. That entertains me. I think she's really going to do it, though. All right, should we expect Design Plebe is asking about the ST. We've heard now August. It makes sense. It's a Pebble Beach announcement. Especially since that 100 number 46 911 thing came out. Next is up, ST. I guarantee you, right? We'll see it at the Quail. Doesn't that feel like last year they had the GT3 RS there?
Yeah.
Now they're going to have the ST.
Yeah, and if it's not the Quail, then it'll be Rennsport a month later. But
right.
Yeah.
The folks at Cake are excited about giving you a bike.
Oh, good. Yeah, I got the guy's number. Thank you. I'm gonna wait till
Eric. We had a
wait
nice,
till the holidays over, but
we had a nice Brentwood electric dirt bike thrashing. So much fun. I put on my Bell Steve McQueen helmet and drove that bike illegally through the center of Brentwood and was so happy.
Nice.
So leaned it against a tree, no kickstand. I was like, this is living. I was
they are great. I didn't think I'd ever want one, and I rode one, and now I'm like, gotta have it. They're
yeah,
incredible.
Eric had the plated one, the OSA.
That's the one I like.
Yeah. That's the one
that's
I think
the funky looking
can get
one.
You. Yep. But then they said, you know, I have a giant sprocket on there and a giant chain, which is really loud. It goes like this, which isn't bad. It's nice to have a sound like that. But apparently, they have a belt drive. You know, on these electric bikes.
Yeah.
Belt drives quieter, much, much quieter, but if they dry out and tighten, they can just break and then you're stuck. But there are all these companies that have now these carbon fiber belts like Gates or Kevlar belts.
Oh, wow.
We threw one of those on the Suron and it makes you happy. I think I'm going to become one of these electric bike wheelie guys.
Please, I want to see this.
I saw a guy in a Suron doing a wheelie with no hands, Zuckerman. He popped up and then he took both hands off the wheel and touched the asphalt I don't know. They're spectacularly talented kids.
Athletic.
This is the
They're
wrong.
Taking their athletic greens.
I think this is a good idea for a guy who's just about to turn 59.
Yeah, yeah, you should do it.
Dead Spike.
Biddle 68. Favorite canyon roads in L.A. Encinal for me, Johnny.
Angeles Crest. I mean, I'm a simple man.
That's where you croak if you're not careful.
You can croak, but you can croak on Encinal. You can croak all over Malibu.
Yeah, but at least there's phone signal.
Yeah, that's true. But you'll die in peace. There'll be no one around to bother you as you're sitting inside your
car, upside down, waiting to die.
You just bleed out slowly. It's peaceful.
Darius 7967. I've been noticing a lot of this stuff too, and we haven't talked about it, Zuckerman. I saw, or someone probably sent me, but and thank you for that. I saw a new GT3 RS for sale for $600,000.
So insane.
There's a sport classic. Lisped. Sport Classic now has been advertised for $700,000. Ooh. Is it a good investment, Zuckerman, at that price?
No, come on.
What happens?
Not the Sport Classic.
It's going to come down.
The Sport Classic, I think, in some ways, is more rare than the GT3 RS.
It is rarer.
It's but it's not the car.
I don't think that...
I don't know about that. Well, Jerry has the GT3 RS, and he's raving about it.
The only reason to do you if you have money that doesn't matter and you want to be the first in the neighborhood to have one, then you do it. But justifying it as an investment, no.
Do you think they'll follow the pattern where they spike up like this and then they
go down
to like 300,000
and then they go back up a little bit?
Yeah.
But never are you know, 600 grand is going to be a hard one to get back to.
Right. Right.
That'll be a hard number.
Because that is the number for the car that has no miles on it.
Right.
Right. And as you're putting them, that's really going to start to drop
and
down.
And it's never going to be the first one in the neighborhood again.
Now, look, flip side, you and I still don't even have a GT4 RS.
Right.
Right. And you know, they were setting me dates for that were suddenly in September. And I haven't even heard about our GT3 RS, which was supposed to be this past spring, right? So it seems like they're having trouble making these cars, or they're artificially suppressing the release of the... I can't tell. I don't know. But it's taking a very long time. So if you were to pay $600 for a GT3 RS and enjoy this summer, you probably could get most of your money out of that, right? Don't you think?
Yes. The question, you could lose a couple hundred grand. You could. But for a lot of, there's a lot of people with a lot of money in this town that doesn't matter. And the fact that they can have it now trumps everything.
But because there aren't, I haven't seen a GT3 RS.
So one.
Yet.
I've seen one out in the wild. Yeah. Just one.
But remember like when the 4.0, remember it was like what? It was like 200 grand new. And then there was a couple that were like 500,000, 600,000, like with low, low miles. But that's a very special car.
And that was limited to 600. Yeah, everybody globally knew it was going to be 600. They said in advance.
And where are they now? Numbered. Where's the 911 R now?
Not the R, the 4.0.
I mean, they're still, I bet you could get a 4.0. You're looking at 500-600 grand.
Right. The 4.0 is.
The 4.0.
Where is the R right now?
Probably high fours.
And worth it.
But like, but what my point is with the Sport Classic, like it'll never be the 4.0.
It'll never be an R. First of all, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're ducktailed. They're in a lot of beautiful paint to sample colors. I haven't driven it yet, but I hear it's spectacular and it's a real driving car, real road car. I don't know about that. I think that's going to be a valuable car.
Yeah, I don't know.
How many were made, Zuckerman? 1,100?
No, it was like 1948.
Something
like that. Yeah, it's one of the numbers. But I
think it's a special car.
Just 700,000 seems bananas to me for that, because it's a unique car, but it's a turbo with less power because it's a manual. You know what I mean?
But it's two-wheel drive?
It's two-wheel drive. But remember, they're going to do a GT2 that'll be a rear-drive turbo with more power.
Right.
But this one, because it's a manual, and it's not the great manual. It's a 7-speed manual. It's not like the 4.0 or the R, which are like cars that are so good, we'll still be talking about them in 20 years.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah.
That's my thing on that car. GT3 RS, maybe. I haven't driven it.
Jerry says, great, haven't driven it yet. Haven't driven the GT4 RS. I've already cycled it through and we haven't taken delivery on it.
GT4S is very good.
Are you excited about that car, Zuckerman?
Yeah, but it's been such a long gestation period. It doesn't even seem real
anymore.
Well,
because it's paint to sample. It's going to be so beautiful, that car. It's going to be so lovely. But my question is, are you excited about
No.
it? Like, are you going to drive it? What are we going to do with that?
It all depends on how I feel about the seat. If I can get if the seat is comfortable for me, I'll drive it. If it's not comfortable, then it's a 2-3 car drive for me, and that's it. And then it's get rid of the shit, Spike. It's going to be like whatever that is that you put. What was it, 1,900 miles, and I put 100 miles on something.
That was probably the touring.
Yeah. Yes,
I don't anticipate putting miles on this car myself. I think that's a weekend or maybe a cars and coffee car. I think it's going to be spectacular and beautiful.
It's a killer car. It's a good car.
I mean, in general, I think I'm having a little trouble driving these days because there's no bills in the Malibu kitchen.
Right.
Like, I can't... I think the last time I was in Malibu was you, coffee, and then months go by and I'm not out there.
The destination does matter. The destination matters.
And it sucks. And without it, I don't know. My car life is suffering. It's suffering.
Johnny? You want to be the new Bill?
You're going to come to my house for breakfast?
No, Bill is the new Bill. Bill, you know, he did say he's feeling he's 70% sure now that he's opening, that he's found the spot. Things are gearing up. Things are happening. He's very optimistic as opposed to slightly optimistic. You heard him say it.
I heard him say.
And then he made a bag of cookies for us. He's selling his cookies online soon. He may already be doing it.
And he carries them around with him like like eight balls.
Can I get a teeny?
The first one's free. And they were really good, the big, fat, chewy ones. So he may be onto something. But if he can open up, then we have a place to go.
All he needs to do is make cookies and fry us eggs.
Yeah. And by the way, people are still showing up. We could go there any Sunday morning we want and sit on the porch. Rick's Malibu Kitchen is opening up there. Some other guy. He's not going to be open for a while, apparently. But we could go there anytime we want. We can have that car show anytime we want. Any Sunday we want. Not like last Sunday with those Lamborghini guys that were all arrested for showing up there. Remember that?
That was wonderful. I'm driving out tomorrow in the morning.
There you go. My family's coming back, so I'll join you. Thank you. Randall Peabody wants to know, would you rather fight one Zuckerman-sized duck or 28 duck-sized Zuckermans?
This is a good question, Mr.
All right.
Peabody.
Go ahead, Johnny, you start.
Oh.
One Zuckerman-sized duck, so a big duck that looks like Zuckerman. I mean, how tall are
behaves
you?
Behaves like Zuckerman.
Yeah. Everything. Five. It's everything you are as a duck.
5'9".
5'9". Or 28 ducks.
I think I'd fight the duck, the single duck, because I think 28 Zuckerman, because it's 28 duck-sized Zuckermans.
One Zuckerman-sized duck could rip you apart.
No, I'm bigger than him.
I mean, little Zuckerman ducks, you could swat away and
no,
hit.
No, it's a Zuckerman the size of a duck.
It's a it's a duck the size of a Zuckerman.
No, that's the one or 28 little duck sized Zuckermans.
Yeah,
you would rather face one biggest giant duck. Yeah. So you're at you with it.
Oh, you're right. So these are little tiny Zuckerman clones.
28 little Zuckermans.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, that's
they
bad.
Bite your balls simultaneously.
No, that would be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tear you apart, me too. They could bar elite. That's terrible. It's both.
I dated a Korean girl once.
Oh my god!
Memory people.
Yeah, I've seen emus. I could take an emu. That's about your.
Oh
size.
No, emus are vicious.
They're evil little fuckers. Yeah, yeah, I've seen them.
Kyler Franklin. There's so many good animals attacking people videos that Zuckerman and I send each other. Did you see the llama spitting at the mom?
Yes, inside
who had the Cheerios?
Yeah.
It made me so happy. She's looking the other way. She turns. The face is there, and it goes. So nice. I love the animal videos. Okay. Kyla Franklin wants to know, Zuckerman, has a client ever wanted to kill you after a case or tried?
I've been threatened with death. I've had a guy... I had a guy once say he was going to come and shoot me, and I laughed like that.
Did you always threaten before you do it, sir?
I just said, I'll have to send the car for you. You're not able to get up off of your couch ever. So I guess it's possible. I said, if I deliver you here to the office, put the gun in your hand, and help you pull the trigger, you might accomplish it.
Are you guys planning a weekend trip? Jesse Goldstein wants to know. Just the three of you. No way that we would spend more than this amount of time with each other. However,
hard no.
Johnny, don't you have a car for us? We're going to do another in-car show in a couple
yes.
weeks.
We have a Maybach. I believe it's called the 680 or the S680. The last of the V12s. So the very last V12 Mercedes will ever build. And it's a big limo, so it's a stretch wheelbase S-Class.
And Zuckerman, do you have an outfit to drive us in for this one?
Oh, I do. Oh, I have a period correct costume to be the chauffeur of this Maybach.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
I
we know what that means.
Yeah, Hugo Boss.
Oh. The Boss Spring 42 collection.
That's a good show that's coming up.
Yeah.
Also, next week, James Marsden's on, sitting in for Johnny Lieberman. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. Maybe we'll talk about Unfrosted. He's in that movie. He's also seems to be a Formula One car guy, watch guy.
And he's having a moment. He is like...
having a moment.
He's everywhere. That Jury Duty show is like blown up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's all actors and one guy who thinks he's on a real jury.
Yeah, and Marsden steals the show. I mean, he's amazing.
He's very good at it.
Yeah. I'll be in Alaska if you need me.
Bradley Wenzel. Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Why did Johnny say let's do it to a project idea I gave him that never emailed me back? Bradley.
What idea was this?
Bradley, I think, is a very talented photographer who shoots planes.
Oh, yeah.
Great Instagram feed.
I might have met him at Bremont Watch Thing.
Bradley Wenzel. Check out his content. I've reposted a bunch of his stuff, and you guys love it. But
yeah. Oh, it was one of the... Well, yeah, we're having dinner.
But
or
Bradley,
about to have dinner.
That's... Look, we're all taught to say yes when we're looking at you. And then if we don't follow up, that's just the way... That's just... Look, that's my whole business.
Yeah.
I pitch networks and stars... who will say yes right to my face. I never see them again or hear from them ever again. You just got to get over that and keep pitching.
But let's do it. Yeah, I mean, he's got to follow up. Call me.
What has he got? Planes?
He was going to, like, yeah, I think he wanted to do something where he shoots a car I'm in from an airplane or something, if it's the guy I'm thinking of.
Yes. I would rather just do the plane piece. I mean, the stuff he's shooting... I can't figure out who these people are he's shooting. Like, you know, Tom Cruise has that, you know, that old World War II aircraft of his. Hold on. And now I'm starting to...
Now you're starting to, crash.
You're going to make it home.
No, they're saying after COVID, you shouldn't smoke cigars, but...
He's going to have cycloramic storm in his lungs.
I can only hope.
Cyclotines.
I thought I was going to be positive right through to today, but I was not. The doctors, after 9 days, they said, stop testing. And I said, why? And they go, it's irrelevant now. I go, but it's still a bright red line. They go, you're fine. You're done. And then I worked out like crazy. It went right away.
Yeah, hey, good.
I didn't get to take that special drug you guys take. What is it, Pavlovid?
Pavlodix.
Paxlovid. Medium Crit. Anyway, he's got amazing planes, and I was just wondering whose planes these are. Are there that many vintage World War II aircraft guys?
There are, yeah.
Amazing stuff in the air, and they're flying them. Medium Crit, good question, Zuckerman. I've been wanting to know this, too. What is the state of the car market right now? And I think we're talking vintage collectible cars. I can't tell if it's as good as I think it is, or... It's hit and miss.
It's retreated somewhat from the high of about a year ago. There has been some market correction.
Really?
And as usual, it's the mediocre cars that were being sold on auction sites for excessive amounts of money.
The $130,000 Integra.
Right, kind of stuff. Or, you know, basically the used car masquerading as a collector car is coming back down to earth. But I think prices are down about 10% from the peak of about a year ago. But rare stuff and good stuff is still incredibly strong and sought after.
And we'll find out at the auctions like we always do, right? The auctions tell a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a new player, you know, that Broad Arrow, like they had a pretty bad, by all accounts, Amelia. They only sold like 80% of their cars, and that's considered a pretty big failure.
I think they did okay at the 75th anniversary. Just
sure. That was different
a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
I think that
half the cars were sold in this room.
Yeah, no, it's true. And then it really just depends because things are hot and then they're not. You might have a moment where 993 turbos are hot, and then all of a sudden something else is hot.
What's hot right now? What decade is the hottest decade? Would you say?
80s.
I think 80s. 80s BMWs, Mercedes, Porsches are pretty darn hot. I am told the 356 market's a little bit light, depending on
that's been happening.
what it is.
Fantastic cars, though.
Yeah.
If it's suddenly in your price range, you'll be so happy with them. But yeah, that enthusiasm seems to be fading.
Not for me.
It's the old guy. Not for us. But
not for me. I want to go further back all the time.
Yeah. I was so happy in that Zagato today, Zuckerman.
Oh, yeah.
I Ubered to Zuckerman's place at Robertson and drove that back. I was so happy. So it's just, I haven't driven that car in how long? Months?
Yeah.
I couldn't smell it. I love it. But boy, is it just, it's just perfect. It's a perfect feeling. Mm. I was in traffic. It was just whistling, just smiling.
Cars can really do it. I went and picked up Mexican food in the 51.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, using the split window as a grocery getter.
Oh, I still got to drive that. We'll make it happen. I got to drive that thing. That is the sexiest car you own, and you own some good stuff. That thing is just unreal looking.
Slow.
Here's a question for Zuckerman from Czar Bomb. How much money can someone get for losing a foot on a moving walkway? Attached to our story in the Washington Post, Bangkok airport leg amputated woman. So let's just say that was here in the U.S.
If that was here in California and you lost a foot.
Yeah. No, you lost your leg.
You lost your leg. It's an 8-figure case all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Your life is fucked without a leg.
No, I agree. Eight figures is real money. I mean,
it's real money. Yeah. But that shouldn't happen to you. Now, it's going to be a war because, let's say, you've got the airport entity. You've got the entity that created the walkway. Then there's the one that serviced it, et cetera. But there's no way anybody's leg should ever get sucked in and torn off. Can you imagine?
No.
But then again, in Thailand, I don't know what you get. 100 baht, and that's it. You get some pad thai, have a nice day. They'll tourniquet you with some noodles and send you on. Yeah, you're screwed.
Wow. 8 figures. You shouldn't say that.
What, you want
to? No. I need 2 feet. I need 2 feet. I'm just saying, that's a big settlement.
All right, here's...
But there is a differential between above the knee and below the knee.
There is.
Oh, yeah.
Percentage?
Well, the above the knee is way worse.
How much is a foot? Just 1 foot.
Well, that's a very significant... That's a very...
Do you have a chart in your office where you just go, let's point to the foot?
We have data points. We have data points in the higher up.
Do you?
Well, we just know from experience. And as a matter of prosthetics and as a matter of activities of daily living, a below-the-knee amputation is much easier to live with than above-the-knee amputation.
Right. Only one joint, not two joints.
Yes. So,
are there people making nice fake legs and stuff these days?
They actually have. There's a lot of prosthetics companies. Some of them are better than others. Some are more legitimate than others. And there is a case where somebody was given the floor model instead of something the one that said, not for sale. And that doesn't work out so good for the poor person using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love illegitimate.
If anyone's listening,
this one.
They're also the illegitimate prosthetic companies. That, to me, sounds like the beginning of a script I would write.
But if anyone's, dear Zuckerman, is listening, a chart for Zuckerman's office of like different body parts missing with car values.
Exactly. Yeah. I would do a body part and then point to a car.
Like a foot is like Jerry's 996.
We can have the Matrix.
Above the knee.
Crazy Matrix, the fuck around, that's find out Matrix.
Both hands, a Carrera GT.
Yeah, a pinky is a GT.
That's a fantastic poster. I like that idea. All right, let's just give this kid advice and then we'll wrap this up. LPW Champion is his name. Need car advice? Then he puts 3 exclamation points. Look, don't use exclamation points like that, all right? Uh-oh. I thought we fixed that on Seinfeld. Just say, I need car advice. That's what old ladies do. I'm 20, he says. And he's putting 3 exclamation points. And looking for an extremely fun daily. I'm going to have to critique your writing again here. Again, you're being hyperbolic. Extremely fun. Like what? Woo!
This is
this is so fun. I can't control myself. Ah!
Yeah, this is the WRX kid that's gonna drive off the cliff.
I'm okay. But here's what he's asking. I'm okay with sacrificing ride quality. I've narrowed it down to the Boxster, the Cayman, the 996, or the Elise. The budget of 50K, but trying to keep it under 40K. Well, which is it? I work at a Porsche dealer. I think this kid works at Porsche Clearwater because they've commented underneath. you all may know. There you go. And need something that would fit in, you know. Okay, so my daily commute is 30 to 40 minutes. So here are his choices. Does he get, let's just call it 50K because he said that first. Does he get a Boxster? Does he get a Cayman? Does he get a 996 or an Elise? Zuckerman, you start.
Boxster.
Hands down, right?
Boxster.
Why?
That's the Lieberman. Right car. Go ahead, Lieberman.
Oh, Boxster and Cayman, all things being equal, the Boxster is more fun because the roof comes off. They're not fast, but you take the roof off, and it's just that much more fun. And again, you could get a really good, what was it, the 987 Boxster S for probably $40,000, $50,000, a really good one. And, I mean, that's all the car a 20-year-old will need.
What's the least desirable car on the list, Mike?
Now, he's in Clearwater.
The only thing that won't break are the Toyota parts.
That's right. The Elise, write it off. The 996, you know we hate those pieces of shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck those 996. Oh, wait, we're still recording.
We're too elite for those.
We're too. Oh, can you imagine Swiggins being seen in a 996? The Cayman, fantastic car, purist car, but you said fun.
And boys, you're 20.
The boys are right. The Boxster is an all-around perfect thing. I've been thinking about this car a lot, too, you know, with that new 718 Spider out there. Do we want one of those? No, because my favorite topless Boxster prototype-y cars are the ones without the big engines, the ones that deliver the vacation-y.
Let's get one and plan see it. Let's find it early.
You want one?
Yeah, why not?
We should get a 987.
You can throw it around.
All right.
Yeah. An early Boxster S.
All right, Mike.
Cut me in.
From Clearwater. Since we're helping your employee, you can help us again. We'll get a Boxster Spider. Are you sure? A 718 Spider is what it is. RS. Oh,
those are wonderful.
Right? Is that what we're talking about? A Spider RS?
No, we weren't.
I was talking about something, a super early Boxster S, early 2000s.
Like a 987
is like 2005, 6, 7 era.
Here's what I remember about all of these Boxsters. Like the S was a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Every time I drove a Boxster S.
Boxster S.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's driving one. We find one no one ever drove.
Yeah. Okay.
Low miles. How much could that be, Ferguson? 25 grand?
I don't know.
The show could buy it.
Sure.
Have a show.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. But I would say real quick, though, the Boxster Spider, and now there's a Spider RS. Like, I imagine that RS is going to be the best thing that ever happens on that platform, period.
It looks cool.
And then, but the regular Spider, I like it more than the regular GT4. Mm. You know, the GT4 is great. It's a great car, but you take the roof off of it, it just becomes magic. Just a magic machine. They're incredible. So the RS would be like, you know, crazy. Probably go for way too much money, but that'd be cool. I would also tell this kid, you could get a brand new Camaro SS 1LE, which would be real performance, way better performing than all those, handles better than all those. It looks a little weird now, but
for a 20-year-old, too much.
Oh, great car though, man. Great car. You really learn to drive. I mean, that's a great.
Oh, sure. How's he going to learn how to drive that car?
In Florida, you just go straight. It's great.
Yeah.
It's not a Mustang. It's a Camaro. Big difference.
These guys are asking some crazy questions here.
Give us a crazy question.
When is Blue Chew coming back? They're not.
Zuckerman, do this Blue Chew ad.
They Blue Chew. Are not.
Penile suppositories. It's a little uncomfortable, but before you know it,
don't give them free advertising.
Glass cutter.
Did you ever try the Blue Chew?
No. You did, right?
I took a Blue Chew. I took it and it made my face red. And I was like, what is this? I go, this is, I look like I got a sunburn. I don't know, for some reason, and I think maybe I thought it was normal. I think most people think this who've never taken anything like that. You think it's going to make you like super horny and crazy, but it's not what it does.
Makes your face red.
It makes your face red and uncomfortable, and you feel hot. It was really, yeah.
You got a nose erection.
Make your weenie red.
It's like you're in you're in Miami with no air conditioning, and it's like really humid out. And you're
hot
like,
flashing.
Oh. Yeah, it was not pleasant. So, yeah, Blue Chew, they won't be coming back. It's only because those, you know, that became generic that they just, anybody, you could have your own company, Zuckerman. You could call it
Chew Chew.
Zucker Ducks. Little Chew shaped like Zuckerman Ducks.
Chew Chew is the name of the company.
It's a Jewish star.
Zuckerman's Chew Chew.
That's all it is a marketing campaign and a name. It's a generic. It's yours. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. There's so many more questions here, but I'm out of energy.
One more. This is fun.
Thoughts on the new Singer DLS Turbo from Tegan 5801.
Pretty wild looking with the big wing.
It's wild looking, right?
Yeah.
When I first saw it, it looked like a Porsche wrapped inside of a Porsche.
Well, that's what the 935s always looked like from behind. It was like this huge body kit.
Not really. I mean, I'm talking about two cars.
Oh, that's
I've seen 935s. I've driven them. This looks like they took one car and then wrapped another car around it. When you look at it from behind, it looks like two car shells.
I mean, yeah.
That's and I didn't say it was bad.
Yeah,
it was,
no, it's good.
It was very provocative and interesting and cool looking.
They had like the ducktail one, which I didn't think looked that great. But the one with the big wing looked just, I thought, killer. That was
it looks
very cool looking.
Like it's a $2 million ask. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, and it is.
Yeah, is that what it's going to be?
Probably.
I mean, yeah. 1.7, I thought.
The regular DLS was how much? Like 1.5 or something? So.
Oh.
This is
another car? There's the DLS, and then there's, what is this
one? Yeah, this is the DLS Turbo.
Oh.
Yeah. So DLS was a Williams
DLS-T
motor.
It is very cool looking. I got a little pang of desire when I saw it.
Yeah.
That's a special thing. Huh? That's a really interesting thing. But, yeah, there you go. We're supposed to go out and do all these visits, Zuckerman. We haven't done anybody.
Let's go to Singer. We always
supposed to go to Saunders. We're supposed to go to Singer.
I need to go to Saunders, too.
Whenever, man. Now's the time. All right. That's it. Last question we already answered. What are your plans for this year's Monterey Car Week? You know, we're going to be there. Spikes Car Radio live at the Pebble Beach Concours. The only place that we will go. And it's for charity. So buy a ticket. The money goes to help somebody. And we'll be there.
To hurt somebody.
to hurt you and say hi. And if you ask a nice question, we'll give you the illegal artwork with all of our signatures, including the counterfeit Jerry Seinfeld signature.
That would be awesome.
Which I will sign myself.
Perfect.
That's all the time we have. We'll see you next week on Spikes Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spikes Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.